The gospel of God. The good news about God. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear to us. 1 Thessalonians 2:8. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4:17. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust. 1 Titus 1:11. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:16. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Romans 1:1. What is the gospel of God? It is the good news about the true nature of God, including His plan for humanity. All people know there is a God, yes, even professing atheists. Everyone has their idea about the nature of God. Religions came about because men try to define God. People follow religions because they know they need to be in good standing with God. In the beginning, Adam and Eve walked and talked with God. There was no need for religion. Once sin entered the picture, the personal relationship between God and Adam and Eve was broken. Over the years and generations of separation from God, men could only imagine who God was and what He expected of mankind. Hence, religions. Even the Jewish people, who were called to be a blessing to all nations by revealing God to them, rejected relationship and made a contract with God. So what God had foreseen and planned for before the foundation of the world was manifest. God became a man to reveal His true nature to humanity and to lay the foundation for each of us to have a personal relationship with Him. We call His name Jesus. He taught us, saved us, healed us, and sent us His Holy Spirit. What is the essence of the revelation of God to us? That God is love. That we are forgiven. That through faith in Christ Jesus, we become His sons. That His pleasure is for us to be glorified in Him. That eternal, abundant life is ours for the taking. That fellowship with God in the Holy Spirit is our present and our future. That His Word is Spirit and life. So no one need be ignorant of God. No one needs to be separated from God. The gospel of God is the gospel of Christ Jesus, who is the express image of God.